This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump traveled to the key southeastern state of Georgia on Saturday to campaign for two Republican senators running against Democratic challengers in a January runoff election. Because of a close vote in the November general election, the Georgia runoff will decide which of the two major parties controls the Senate. Trump used his time in the spotlight to repeat his claims of widespread vote fraud, insisting to his audience, "You know we won Georgia." Democrat Joe Biden, a former vice president, unofficially won Georgia by fewer than 12,000 votes out of about 5 million cast. He was the first Democratic presidential candidate to win the state since 1992. The Washington Post is reporting that hours before his trip to Georgia, the president called Republican Governor Brian Kemp to call a special session of the state legislature to get the lawmakers to override the Georgia vote results. The Associated Press reports that Governor Kemp refused to do so. Russia launched its coronavirus vaccine initiative Saturday to contain the disease that's spreading at a record pace. The first doses will go to essential workers such as medical professionals and teachers, and to people who are most vulnerable to the virus. The vaccine, known as Sputnik V, was approved in August despite criticism from Western experts about the country's dearth of clinical trial information. Russia ranks fourth in the world in coronavirus infections, with more than 2.4 million of them, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. U.S.-based Pfizer and Germany-based BioNTech are set to introduce a vaccine next week. Following its approval recently by Britain, the two drug makers could receive U.S. approval later this month, and that is a vaccine jointly produced by the two companies. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States is pulling hundreds of troops deployed to Somalia to battle al-Shabaab terrorists. It's bringing them home, this despite the fact that military commanders say the threat remains from the al-Qaeda-linked terror group. Africa Command spokesman Colonel Chris Carnes told VOA following the announcement late Friday that the threat is contained, though through pressure on the terrorist network, he confirmed that some U.S. forces will stay in Somalia after the bulk of the troops leave. For months, the U.S. defense officials have been raising concerns about the growing confidence and capabilities exhibited by al-Shabaab commanders. A recent report by the Defense Department Inspector General warned that despite ongoing efforts, al-Shabaab has not been degraded. Some 700 U.S. troops are currently in Somalia. The mission is a key component of the Pentagon's campaign to combat al-Qaeda worldwide. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters marched across the Armenian capital on Saturday to push for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan over his handling of the conflict with Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh. More than 20,000 protesters rallied in Yerevan Saturday, chanting, "Nikol, you traitor," and "Nikol, go away," and then marched to the prime minister's official residence. Armenia's opposition parties warned Pashinyan there would be civil disobedience across the country if he does not resign by noon on Tuesday. He has refused to step down, defending the peace agreement as a painful but necessary move that prevented Azerbaijan from overrunning the entire Nagorno-Karabakh region. Nagorno-Karabakh lies within Azerbaijan but has been under control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since a separatist war there ended in 1994. Clashes erupted at a protest against police violence on the streets of Paris on Saturday as protesters hurled projectiles and police fired back with tear gas. The demonstrations rose over the beating of a black man, music producer Michel Zecler, by several police officers. Thousands had set out marching peacefully before the clashes erupted to urge French President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party to reject a draft security law that they fear would curb civil liberties. The bill would restrict rights to circulate images of police officers on duty, which critics say would make it harder to hold the police to account in a country where rights groups allege systemic racism. The beating incident from November 21st was captured on closed-circuit television and mobile phone footage that went viral and headed news bulletins. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. You're listening to VOA News.